Yeah, okay, Kiz. I appreciate it, and thanks for putting in the word with the man. Tell me something. When did Irving get dumped? I hadn't heard about that. That happened a few months ago. I think the chief thought he had his finger in too many pies. He put him to the side. I couldn't help but smile. Not because Deputy Chief Irvin Irving had always had me under his heel, but because I knew a man like Irving wouldn't let anyone put him to the side, as Kiz had said. The man carries all the secrets, I said. I know. We're waiting for his move. We'll be ready. Then good luck to you.
Thanks. So what's it going to be, Harry?
What, you want my answer now? I thought you just told me to think about it.
A guy like you, I already think you know the answer.
I smiled again, but didn't answer. She was wasting her time in administration. She should be back in homicide. She knew how to read people better than anyone I had ever worked with.
Harry, you remember the thing you told me when I first got assigned as your partner?
Chew your food, brush after every meal?
I'm serious.
I don't know what.
Everybody counts or nobody counts.
I nodded and was quiet for a moment.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Words to live by.
I guess so.
Well, think about that while you're thinking about coming back.
If I come back, I'm going to need a partner.
What, Harry? You're breaking up.
I'm going to need a partner. There was a pause, and I think now she was smiling too.
That's a possibility.
She cut out on me. I think I knew what she was going to say. I bet you miss it as much as me.
Harry, you're going into the dead zone. Call me back when... Don't take too long.
Okay, Kiz, I'll let you know. I was still smiling after closing the phone. There is nothing like being wanted or being welcomed, being valued. But also the idea of having a badge again in order to do what I had to do. I thought about Ritz at Metro and how he had treated me, how I had to fight just to get the attention and help of some people. I knew a lot of that would go away with the badge again. In the last 2 years, I had learned that the badge didn't necessarily make the man, but it sure as hell made the man's job easier. And for me, it was more than a job. I knew that badge or no badge, there was one thing on this earth I could and should be doing. I had a mission in this life, just as Terry McCaleb had. Spending the day before in his floating shop of horrors, studying his cases and his dedication to his mission, made me realize what was important and what I had to do. In his dying, my silent partner may have saved me. After 40 minutes of mulling over my future and considering my choices, I came to the sign I had seen in the photo on Terry's computer. Zizek's Road, 1 mile. It was not the exact sign. I could tell by the horizon behind it. The photo had been taken from the other side by someone heading to LA from Vegas. Nevertheless, I felt a deep tug of anticipation. Everything I had seen or read or heard since Graciela McCaleb had called me led to this place. I put on the blinker and took the exit off the freeway.